Savagery of the Rebel King. You might as well not bother, Vampire. His hand let go of the shaft as he saw this new crossbow bolt aimed at his chest, but he said in a level tone, as though he was not afraid, "Sapien, your aim is off. Not that it matters. You'll be dead at the hands of my warriors before you can pull the trigger again. Don't bet on it, Vampire. My aim was perfect. That bolt struck where I intended, and if I'm dead, you will be too." Gwen sensed others close by. Her life depended on being as strong as she knew herself to be. "Send them away," she snapped. "Once they're gone, I'll free you." And why should I believe a warm blood, especially one intentionally trespassing on vampire territory with a weapon? "You're just food to me. I don't obey my food. Do you obey yours?" He was trying to sound reasonable and undermine her at the same time while the others closed in. Distraction, that's a strategy, she thought. "If they don't go, I will shoot you through the heart. You can take a chance on my aim being as off as you hope it is, but if I were you, I wouldn't risk it. My bolt will cause your heart to explode. It's silver-tipped, like the one burning through your shoulder and your wing. That's why you're stuck to that tree." He looked ferocious, his dark eyes glinting red in the twilight. She had no idea how much self-restraint he had, but it was rumored that the undead were masters at control. "What's it going to be, Vampire? Is tonight a good night for you to say goodbye to your dark, undead world?"